If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hey, who is that singing?
Where did you find that?
John Williams said to me when we were doing crosstalk today, I was, you know, singing your praises and talking about how talented you are, and he said, you know, he's a really fine singer. Have you heard Lou and his producer, Lindsay, sing?
Well,
I said, no. And then, lo and behold,
she has a beautiful voice, and we both comment and joke all the time, like, what in the heck were we thinking about singing that song in today's world?
Look, I don't care about today's world. That song stands for me through the test of time because, you know, listening to Dean Martin do it, and no, it wasn't about rape at the time or, you know, sexual. It was just a different time when Dean Martin could have the Gold Diggers and smoke and drink on TV. But Lou, you do sing well. What the heck?
You're very kind. We used to have fun. We used to actually do a little Christmas song every year, years and years ago. And we actually, you know, what's funny is Lindsay and I, way back when, actually sang the national anthem at a Cubs game.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
The national anthem is nerve-wracking. It's one thing to do the stretch, but the anthem, boy, that takes some cojones.
It was weird, too, that they did that Christmas carol. I don't know why they did that.
This is not nice. You're not a nice person.
I'm a nice person.
Lou Manfredini is with us. Mr. Fix-It, if you've got a question, 312-981-7200. Let me ask this, because I said this to John Williams. He goes, well, I don't know if that's true. So is his brother is in Zac Brown Band?
No, Lindsay's brother is Zac Brown's manager.
Okay, that's amazing.
Tour manager.
Wow, that's a tough job, but that's a good group of people, so I'm glad that he's there.
Yeah, he's a hardworking, really nice young man. Tyler Kreitzer is his name.
Wow.
And he works really, really hard. As you know, that's a demanding job.
Absolutely, especially with
fans all over the world.
Zach and his meet and eats and all that kind of stuff. And they're going to be playing the Sphere. I just got the notice. They're playing in December, and I've been waiting for the right show to see at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And for me, that show is Zac Brown, so I can't wait. All right, here comes question number one, Lou Manfredini. They sent a picture of their washer. They said in the bottom of this gasket, there's always standing water. It's kind of a film to it as well. Is there anything we can do to prevent it? How should we clean it? It's not standing water, moldy, or smelly. They're talking about that almost rubber gray gasket that goes around the seal of your front load washer.
So that is such a problem, and it was such a design flaw, in my opinion, with a lot of these things. And so what I've often said to people, there's a mold and mildew cleaner called Concrobium. And it's a clear liquid. You can buy it in a spray bottle. And if you kind of fold it back, like what are those dogs that have all the layers of skin?
A Sharpei.
That's what it kind of reminds me of. Yeah, right. So you pull that back and you kind of spray it on there and let it sit, maybe even overnight. And then take a clean cotton rag and wipe it all away. And the real trick, which is crazy, is that you got to leave the doors open on those front loaders when you're not using them, which is kind of crazy, you know, depending on your laundry room situation. But even just open a little bit to allow air in there for it to dry, because long term it will be a mildew and mold issue.
Yeah, that is a design flaw. And mine cracked, and it still worked.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Are they seriously making these washers and dryers with a death date? It seems like they don't last but 5, 6 years, 7 if you're lucky.
They don't make them like they used to, that's for sure. You certainly can repair them, but what's happened is a lot of the parts that are made for these things, in many cases, the parts cost almost as much as the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes this disposable product, which is a bummer. You know, it used to be the expectation that if you bought a washing machine or a dryer, your expectation was at least to get 10 or 12 years, if not 20.
Right.
And that is just not the case any longer. And it certainly seems to me, although no one will admit any of this, but there is some planned obsolescence in the whole thing.
Right. I mean, I told you, I have a new dryer that arrived yesterday, old dryer, 3 years old, parts were $600, right. New dryer, $700.
Right.
So
it's crazy.
We're filling up our landfills. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lou, I have a very mature birch tree that's off the house, but it is leaving fungus on my relatively new roof tiles, asphalt roof tiles. Is that a serious concern? And what's the simplest, easiest thing to do about it?
Well, the fungus, make sure that the tree is healthy. You know, a birch shouldn't be leaving any kind of fungus. So I would probably have an arborist take a look at it. There are some fungicides, organic fungicides that you can buy. Actually, Bonide makes a really good one that's a multi-condition fungicide that you can spray onto a tree. As far as the roof, what's on that roof, you hear me talk a lot about a product called Wet and Forget, and if you follow the instructions on the bottle, they make one you can connect to a garden hose. It'll spray up to 30 feet. Wet all the vegetation around the house first. Spray this onto the roof, and within a couple of weeks, you should see that clears up.
Okay. Jimmy is on line one. Jimmy, what is your question for Lou Manfredini?
I just bought this house in Michigan. It has septic and well water, and the water smells like rotten eggs.
Oh. I lived in a house like that.
Well, so that can, you know, if you just bought it, there's a bunch of things that could be. If the house wasn't used and it sat stagnant, you know, for a while without getting water, that could just be that you need to start using it again. I would highly recommend that you hire a well company to come and do a water test to find out what the condition of the water in the well is. That way you know what you're dealing with. And then if you're going to use a water softener, that can sometimes help with the smell, but the type of salt that you use in the unit, and I'm a big fan of water softeners that use salt as opposed to these electronic ones, that's just a personal opinion. But depending on the kind of salt that you use, that can help with the odor and eliminating it. But you can also treat the well depending on the water source, but you need someone to test it so you know for sure what's going on.
Okay, two last quick questions for Lou Manfredini. One, these ductless portable air conditioners, are they worth the money? They're looking into them right now.
Well, the portable ones are the ones that sit on the floor and then you stick a hose out like an elephant's trunk out the window. They do a really nice job. I mean, they come in different size BTUs, 5,000, 10,000. If you're just doing a bedroom or a small room, a 5,000 BTU unit would be fine. And if you're using a larger area, you're probably going to need something like a 9,000 BTU. You just have to make sure that you vent it out through a window.
And Lou, this question is, we're buying a house that has radon. We're going to get it remediated as well as a system to take care of it. My question is, parts of the basement have been refinished. Can radon come up through the carpeting?
100%.
Okay.
But if they're going to put a remediation system in there, the idea is that they'll go under, they'll poke holes in the concrete and they'll draw and create a negative pressure so that if there is any radon coming up and we're below that level of that's safe, shouldn't be a problem. But, you know, talk to the radon remediation company to make sure that they're doing it the proper way. Radon is serious stuff. Don't mess with it and just make sure that you get a really good contractor that knows what they're doing.
All right. Stay safe from the storm. We'll be listening Saturday morning, Lou.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Lou Manfredini, 6 to 10 Saturday morning.